This pasuk is talking about when Hashem created the world. They're not talking about really the water coming down right now. Rashi says, at the beginning, the whole world was full of water. Hashem gathered the water together in one place. And that's how we made the dry land. So that's what the pasuk is talking about. That Hashem separated all the water on the earth to make the dry land. But afterwards, the water comes down from Shemayim. The rainwater comes down from Shemayim, not from the time. Eretz Yisrael was created first. And the rest of the world was created after Eretz Yisrael. Shinam the Pasuk says, Ad layos Eretz v'chutzos. Like first Hashem made Eretz Yisrael, and then He made v'chutzos outside. Eretz Yisrael mashka oisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yatzmai. Eretz Yisrael gets its rainwater like from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. V'chol olam kula ayadei shliach. The rest of the world gets its water ayadei shliach, through a messenger, like through Malachim, not through Hashem directly. Shinema the Pasuk says, Ha'noisein motu al-pnei Eretz. Hashem Himself like gives the water to Eretz Yisrael. V'shaleach mayim al-pnei chutzos. And He sends shliach with a messenger, with Malachim, He sends out the water, chutzos, to outside Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael shoyse megishomim. Eretz Yisrael drinks like the megishomim, the rainwater. Now the rainwater comes down first on Eretz Yisrael. V'chol olam kuloi mitamsis. And the rest of the world only drinks from the leftover water that's in the clouds. Tamsis means like the leftover, like Rashi says. Ma'ashen nishor biyovim. The water that's left over in the clouds, achashtiyas. After it drops out the main part of its water. Shenema the pasuk says, Ha'noisein motor apnei Eretz, that Hashem gives the motor of pnei Eretz on Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael shoyse tchila. Eretz Yisrael drinks the water first. Rashi means shom yordim hagashom tchila. Kach shemati means the rainwater comes down first on Eretz Yisrael. V'chol olam l'bsoif, and the rest of the world gets its rainwater afterwards. Shenem the pasuk says, Ha'noisein motor apnei Eretz, that Hashem gives the rainwater first to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe, what's the example here? Le'yodom shemagvul le'segvina, to somebody that's making cheese, he's mixing up like the milk to make cheese. His noitel le'seichli, after he makes the cheese, he takes away the good, the food. Ha'maniach es ha'pselos, he leads over the pselos, the bad, for last. Here also, first Hashem takes care of Eretz Yisrael, and then He takes care of the rest of the world. Oma Mar, and we learned before, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that the water originates from the ocean, and it goes into the clouds, and the clouds go up and bring it down again. So the question was, the ocean water is salty, how come the rainwater is not? The terrace was, the clouds sweeten it out. So Omar Mar, we learned before, Memamkin Hein Bioven. The ocean water becomes sweet through the clouds. Minole, how does Rabbi Eliezer know this? The Omar Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yosef, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, the Pasuk says, Choshchas Mayim Avishchokim. Like water is going to come down from the thick clouds. The Chassid, another pasuk says, "In Achashras Mayim Oveshchokim, not Choshchas with a Chof, but Choshras with a Resh." That says a Chof and a Resh. The water comes down through the thick clouds. Ishoko Chof, take the Chof, Vishad Yeresh, and put it next to the Resh, as if to say, "V'kori Bei Hechsharta," as if to say that Hechsharta Mayim Oveshchokim, that the thick clouds, they heksha, they make the water edible, drinkable, they make it sweet. For the more of Yeshua, Bahani Kroy, my Darshi, Behu, what does Yeshua do with these psukim? He doesn't learn the water originates from the ocean. He don't need the clouds to sweeten the water. The water originates from Shemayim, it's good water already. So what do we have from Choshchas and Choshras? So Mar says, Sovolok, he holds like when Ravdimi came. Omri said like this, Amiv Marov, they say over in Eretz Yisrael. The simon is like this. If the clouds are light or very bright, sihirin mohi, there's going to have a little water will be in the clouds. Choshech anoni, but if the clouds are very thick, is sagiin mohi, then there's going to be a lot of water, then there's going to be a lot of water in the clouds. That's not the supposed to choshechas mayim avishchokin. Like if the clouds are dark, choshech, then it has a lot of water. So Rashi says, Mechlal Zeh, we understand that when the clouds are light and bright, then there won't be a lot of water. Gemara says, Keman Nazlehu Zegolai, called the Tanya that we learned. Mayim Hel Yoinim B'mayim Reim Tluyim. that the waters above are standing because of the Maimir of Hashem. Hashem said, like Huomar Vayehi, Hashem said, Vayemir Hashem, and that's the way it was. Now, we'll Purisayim Negishamim. Here at Smashim Klaw, the Peris, the fruits of the waters above, is the rainwater. Shinem, the Pasuk says, Mepri Masecha Tishbaretz, from the fruits of your work, will the earth get its nourishment. Is the Chura Kaman Kav Yeshua? This is the right like of Yeshua, that the rainwater comes down, originates from the Shemayim, from the water above. Rabbi Eliezer, what does Rabbi Eliezer do with these Sukkim? Who be Maisa Yod Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu with the Siv? These Sukkim are talking about the Maisa Yod of the works of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. It's like what Hashem, the Pre-Masecha Teshbos means the works of Hashem. It's not going so much on the rainwater, it's going on the Maisa Yod of the things that Hashem made. Now, Omer Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Kol Olam Kuloi, the whole world, Mitamsus Gan Eden. The whole world gets its rainwater from the Tamsus left over from Gan Eden. Who shows it? From the water that comes down to Gan Eden, left over of it goes to this world. Shneem the Pasuk says, on the Hor Yaitzim Yedin, that the ocean comes out, the river comes out from Eden, and from there it gives nourishment to the rest of the world. So Tony, we learned like this. Mitamsa's base kur, the leftover water you use for base kur, is shoisa takuf, will be enough water to irrigate a land of karka the size of a takuf. Now a takuf is 1/60th of a base kur. Now that's the lima here, that this world is 1/60th of Gan Eden. So if we say the leftover water from Gan Eden is enough to nourish this world, we say leftover water is enough of 1/60th of what it was originally used for. So if you have a water for a base kur, 1/60th of the base kur is a takiv, that's what the water could be, the leftover water could be used for. And like Vaita, the Gemara explains, Tana Rabban, we learned in a price like this, Eretz Mitzrayim hevi dalid meyos parsa, al dalid meyos parsa. Eretz, that's how big Eretz Mitzrayim is. It's 400 parsas by 400 parsas. V'echod mishishim akush, that's 1/60th of kush. Vaita the Kush Echod Mishishim Bernam. Kush is 1/60th the size of the whole world. The Oilam, this whole world, Echod Mishishim Began. It's 1/60th of Gan. The Gan Echod Mishishim Leiden. And Gan is only 1/60th to the size of Aden. In other words, Gan is only like a smaller than Aden. Now, the Aden is Echod Misamach LeGehenim. Aden is only 1/60th of the size of Gehenim. Nimtza comes out from this cheshbin that kol olam kulu, this whole world, is kekisu keder legehenim, is like a cover pot to Gehenim. That's how big and great Gehenim is. Because Gehenim is used so much that it's so big, it's bigger, mama 60 times Gan, which is the 60th of Gan, of Eden, to this world. So this whole world is only like a covering pot, a cover to a pot. V'yeshem, some say Gehenim ain't l'shir. No, Gehenim is even bigger than that. There's no limit to how big Gehenim is. The Yeshayim, some say, Eden ain't lo shir. No, Eden has no shir. Eden is so great. Omer Rabbi Yishev, Rashi says like this, my desiv, what does the Pasuk say? Sheikhen es amayim rabim, rabbis oitzrois. There is a land that Sheikhen es amayim, that has a lot of water to it, will have a lot of oitzrois, will have a lot of tfu, a lot of warehouses full of fruits. Mi gorm le bovol shiyu oitzrois say maleyos bar, who caused, how come bovol has all its oitzres, all its warehouses, full of bar, of corn, of substance, of food, have a yoyim, I'll tell you, of nation, shechenas our mayim rabin, because it's in a place that has a lot of water. And there's, Bavel, since it's an omuk, it's like a valley, it's lower down than Eretz Yisrael, so all the water that comes in the higher places goes down to Bavel. So Bavel is very good irrigation, a lot of water there, that's why the produce grows so well there. And Omar Rav says, Asira Bavel, you know why Bavel is so rich? They have so much produce there. They chatzta b'loy mitra. Because they cut down their tfuah, they don't need enough rain, they don't need rainwater. In other words, the water is so wet already from all the water coming down above that they don't need rain. And Omar Abaya says, Naktinan, we hold that tuvoyna v'loy yuvashni. It's better to have a field with a lot of water, even though it's too much wet, than rather a field that's too dry. The more water you have, it's better off than having a dried out land. In other words, here, above all, the reason why it's produce, it grows so well there, they're so rich there, is because the land is so irrigated, the water system is so good there, therefore things grow so well. So, the Mishnah. in Eretz Yisrael on the third day of Macheshvan after Sukkis. That's when they start asking in the bracha Baruch Aleinu. We start saying in Shemoneh Esrei V'sein Talamot LaBracha. Rabbi Gamliel says B'Shiva Boy. No, you wait till the seventh day of Macheshvan. Why? Tesvav Yoim Achra Chag. You have to wait 15 days after Sukkis. Kadei Shigia Achron Shebi Yisrael on Hafras. That the last person. In other words, the Jews have to, the Yidden have to go up Pelu Regal on Sukkis. So therefore, from all Eretz Yisrael, they would go up to spend Sukkis in Yerushalayim, and after Sukkis, they would have to travel home. So we don't want it to start raining while the people are still traveling home. So it takes 15 days for the people to travel to the furthest place where they came from to be Pelu Regal. That's near Nahar Pras. So we want them to reach home before it starts to rain. Therefore, we'll wait 15 days, and then we first start asking for Geshem, for rain. And Amar Rabbi Elazar, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel. With Akapasin like Rabbi Gamliel. That in Eretz Yisrael, that's the way it is. We first start saying the same Talamot Lebrocha on Zayin Marcheshvan. Tanya, we learned like this. Chananya Oimer Uvegoyla. That means outside Eretz Yisrael, like we do now here in America. Achishim B'Tkufa. We have to wait 60 days after the Tkufa of Tishrei, which usually comes out according to the sun, which comes out either 4th or 5th of December. So Omar Rav Huna Bar Chiya, Omar Shmuel Alocha Ki Chananya. We talk a pasuk Alocha like Chananya. But the more Eini, it's not like that. For a boy named Shmuel, they ask a question from Shmuel. May Amos Mat Kirinon V'Sein Talamota. When do we start mentioning like Nebrocha Baruch Aleinu? When do we start being Sheryl for rain? When do we start saying V'Sein Talamota Lebrocha? Omar Lusa, they answered back to Shmuel. Mechimayil Tzivi Levei Tovas Rishpa. When they bring in the wood that they want to store for the winter months, when they start bringing it into Tovas Rishpa, the big person that they collected the wood, when you bring it into the Oitzra, the special warehouses for the wood, that's the time you start saying the same Talamot L'Brocha. In other words, people know to bring in the wood before it starts raining, because when it's raining already, it's hard to cut down the wood to get the wood, so they take care of the wood before it starts to rain. So when they bring the wood into the warehouse, that's the time to start saying the same Talamot. So Maria, so what's the big question? Dilma idividi chachiyuru. Maybe they both send the exact same shear. Maybe Zion, maybe 60 days after Tzkufa Tishrei is the same time when people bring in the wood into the warehouses. Iboilu. So good. So I have a new question. A question like this. Yom Shishim, the 60th day after the Tzkufa Tishrei, Kalafnei Shishim, is like the day before Shishim that you don't mention it yet. Whereas on the 60th day itself is considered like after 60 days that you already have to start mentioning on the Marav of the 60th day the same Talamot Lebrocha. Toshima, come now, bring your proof. That Toshima, that Rav Amarav says Yom Shishim Kalacha Shishim. Yes, the 60th day already you have to start saying the same Talamot Lebrocha. That's considered like after Shishim. Shmuel Oma, Shmuel says Yom Shishim Kalafnei Shishim. No. The 60th day, you still do not say yet the same Talamot Lebrocha. That's considered like the days before. You have to wait till the 61st day, that's when you start saying it. In Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, V'Simnecha, what's the simon to know what Rav and what Shmuel hold is like this. Eloi Boyimaya. The one Rav comes from Eretz Yisrael, which is above a higher ground, a higher level always needs more rain. Because the rain doesn't penetrate there, it just flows right down to the valley. So if a Rav that comes from Eretz Yisrael, he says a Lashon like earlier, you have to start asking for Geshem. Tisoi Shmu that lives in Bubble from down is like Boyimai, he said the 60th day, you still do not have to ask for rain yet. But Amar Papa said, Hilchusa, what's the Lachom? Yom Shishim Kalacha Shishim. The 60th day is considered like after already the time that you have to already start saying the same Talamot Lebracha on the 60th day after Tchufas Tevis. In other words, Marav. When you start davening Marav, the day of the 60th day after Tzkufas Tevis, which we said is either the 4th or 5th day of December, that's when you start saying the same Talamot Lebrocha. So the Mishnah. Hegiyo Yud Zayin B'Mar Cheshvan. If it came already the 17th day of Mar Cheshvan, for Lo Yorodu Geshomim, and the rain did not start to come down yet. This is talking about in Eretz Yisrael itself. That in Eretz Yisrael, they started to ask for the rain on the 7th day of Mar Cheshvan. They waited 10 days and it did not come down yet. Is Heschilu HaYechidim Misanin. The Yechidim, special people, will see in the Gemara, Tamid Chomin, or Tamid, and people that learn Torah, that know at least one Masechta, they start fasting now. And they fast Gimel Tainis, three Tainises. Oichlin v'shoysim v'shachashaycha. They're allowed to eat even at night time. In other words, their tainus first starts by day. U'mutorim b'melocha, they're allowed to do melocha. They could do work during these three fast days. Over chitza, they could wash themselves. Over sicha, they could rub themselves. Over nilas hasamlo, they're allowed to wear shoes. Over tashma shamita, they're allowed to be with their wife. Hegiya Rosh Chodesh Kislev. But when it became Rosh Chodesh Kislev, for lo yardu geshomim, and no rain came down yet in Eretz Yisrael, then Bezdin goizrim sholosh tainis al tzibur. He is sholosh tainis al tzibur. Bezdin makes them fast now three fast days. And these three fast days again is oichlem v'shoysim v'shachashecha. They're also allowed to start eating still at night time. Now they only have to fast by day. Umotarim, they're also mutter b'mlocha to do work, over a chitza, to wash themselves, over a sicha, to rub themselves, milas a sandal, put on shoes. For Vatashma Shamita. Even on the next three fast days, still it's mutter for them to be with their wives. Now these three fast days, the Gemara will explain, it goes on a Monday, Thursday, then again a Monday. Gemara explains now, Man Yechidim, who is called these Yechidim? That have to start fasting when it comes Yud Zayin Domei Cheshvan. His Omer Rafun says it means the Rabbonin. Rabbonin means the Talmud Chacham, he has to start fasting on Yud Zayin Domei Cheshvan. The Yomer Rafun Rafuzna said, Rabbon Rafuna, Yechidim Misanin Shleishetanyis. They have to have these three fast days, Sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. It's a Monday, then a Thursday, then a Monday again. My Kamashman, what do we hear from this? Tanina, we learned already one time, Freti Gemara. We learned the Mishnah says later, in Goyim Tzvun Tainis Al Tzibur, we don't make the Tzibur start the fast, the set of fast days, but Chil at the beginning, v'chamishi, on Thursday. You don't make them start fasting on Thursday. Why? Shlel Havkiya Sasharim. Not to make the prices boom, the prices should be jacked up. In other words, like Rashi explains, if you have a fast day on Thursday, you start fasting first on Thursday, so Thursday night, everybody's going to go to the store to buy food for the Moitsoi Tainis, and you're also already going to buy food for Shabbos already. So the storekeeper is going to see you buying so much food at one time, he's going to think, listen, there must be a famine going on, and maybe people are going to come buy all my food out, so I might as well raise the prices. So we'll start to raise the price. Therefore, we don't want you to have to buy so much food at one time, so you don't start fasting on Monday, but rather first start on a Monday. So on Monday night, you only buy food for one night, it's not so bad. El explains, El Sholosh Tainis, these three fast days, Harishain is the first one, Hashani starts on a Monday, V'chamishi then a Thursday, V'shani then a Monday again. So what's the fun is Chiddush here? We learned it already. So Gemara says, yes, still there's a Chiddush. Mal the time I would have thought, Hani mili tzibur. This is only when you have a tiny tzibur, when everybody has to fast. Then if you start fasting on Thursday, if everybody's going to go to the store Thursday night to buy a lot of food for Thursday night, then for Friday, for Shabbos, then the storekeepers will raise the prices. Avul yochid loy. But if only a few people, a few tamid chomim, have to fast, maybe it's not so bad. Kamash malon, yes, it's still bad, and still you have to first start the fast on a Monday, not on a Thursday. Versus Tanya nam yoch, we learn about this also. When the Yechidim, the Talmid Chomim, starts fasting on Yud Zayin B'Macheshvan, the rain did not come down yet, is Mesana, they start fasting on a Sheni B'Chamishi B'Sheni, on a Monday, a Thursday, and a Monday. Umavstikin, and they stop for Rosh Chodeshim. If a Rosh Chodesh in between comes out on a Monday and a Thursday, they don't fast on that Rosh Chodesh. Over Yomim Tovim, Haksuvim B'Megilas Tainis. Any one of the Yom Tovim that it says in Megilas